One question I had this morning as I was looking at the lesson is, what is freedom? And I was going to ask it to all of you. What do you think freedom is? What's freedom in your mind? Just holler something out. Free from sin, free from darkness, okay? Opposite of bondage.
If
freedom from guilt. New life. Not oppressed. That's good. Couple things I was thinking of is, our family was on vacation for the last 2 weeks. That felt like some freedom. Too bad I couldn't make a career of that. I think there was a raccoon that experienced some freedom when he was eating our breakfast before we did, the one morning when we were camping. Took the freedom to eat our breakfast. But I think the freedom that we're talking about this morning is a little different. Let's turn to Luke chapter 4. I want to start reading at verse 14. Luke chapter 4. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread throughout the whole countryside. He taught in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. And he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written. And I don't know what that all looked like. Scrolls were often made out of some sort of leather, and they handed, I think each book or each section of book was on a separate scroll. So Jesus was handed this book, and he turned to Isaiah 61, and he started reading. The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Kind of sounds like Jubilee. Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began by saying to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." One of the things that jumped out at me in the passage that Jesus read, it starts out, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me." And I believe, the Spirit of God is interested in freedom. And there's no freedom apart from Jesus. No jubilee, no rest. And Jesus is saying he came to proclaim freedom, recovery of sight, to release the oppressed, the year of the Lord's favor. And that's kind of the translation between the Old Testament and the New. Let's pray. God, thanks for the freedom that you bring to us. And there's people in our world who don't have physical freedom, but they're still pretty free inside. And Lord, I pray that each one of us here would be able to experience and have the freedom that is in you, the rest, even when sometimes around us there isn't a lot of rest. But inside we can have rest because we know you. Thank you for that, Lord. Just want to commit this Sunday school time to you. Ask that your Spirit would move in our hearts and our minds and draw us to yourself, that we would know and experience who you are here this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.